patron saint of sex and heads, commanding a troop of 11,000 elite virgin soldiers. Her mission was to seduce the Huns, to keep them from Cologne. Sirraticus, the so-called Pope, joined the battalion to win Ursula's affection. He secretly vowed one of the nights Jesus came to cuddle him till morning, singing various heavenly novenas, that he would plant his seed in her. Popes were different when God was away on business. Ursula knew no man could be trusted, and her troops were hot and tired from the long pilgrimage on foot. Ursula could see the holiest of chaste men desired to be inside her. She needed to lead her soldiers to camp by water. Sirraticus blessed the pool so all 11,001 curves of cajolery could bathe their sins in sanctity. All the soldiers, especially the one named Cordula, treasured Ursula. The love was mutual. They would feed each other cherries naked under the judgmental sky. The Pope was a jealous man. And always, when he saw Ursula and Cordula spitting pits into the sanctified water, hatred for both sirens would pulse in his temple. Finally, he fled to the Huns to warn them of the great seduction heading to their beds. But he was too late, and they couldn't believe him when faced with the virgins. The women were left to live together as flowers that have no seeds, having beheaded every man they encountered.